Take a coffee break with Hamilton Law, where we bring a fresh legal approach to assisting and educating you on your legal rights.
Welcome to another episode of Coffee Break with Hamilton Law. I am Ian Hamilton.
And I'm Philip Hamilton. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. So yeah. Today we are talking about something that I feel like is pretty close to your heart. You went and got, certified as a mediator. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that? And then the mediation process, right?
Yeah. So a few months ago, well, probably several months ago now, I went ahead and got certified as a mediator. So today's topic is really going to be on mediation and the mediation process and what that looks like as a method of dispute resolution. What I really want to talk about is that, you know, they call mediation and other types of arbitration and negotiation and things like that as alternative dispute resolution. But I think it should really just be part of dispute resolution because, you know, litigation is what they call just, you know, is the first method, but it really should be the last method. You know, litigation should be the resolution method of last resort, not the first resort. Because every time you go to, you know, I have clients that come in and the first thing they say is, I want to file a lawsuit. Well, I say, let's back up. Let's talk about, you know, is there a way to get to your resolution potentially without necessarily filing a lawsuit? And sometimes they're not, right? Sometimes you got to file a lawsuit, you got to go into litigation just to get to some type of other dispute resolution, whereas case evaluation or mediation, just to get to that step. But I think
hold on just one second, quick question, because I know people are wondering. Yeah. So litigation is court, right? Having to go to court. Is mediation, if you do that before litigation, is that cheaper than filing a lawsuit? Does it save you money?
Yeah, it can save you money and it can save you time, right? So, you know, time is money in many ways. So I don't know that it's necessarily cheaper, right? I mean, you can file a lawsuit for a couple $100. Depends on where you're at. In Michigan, you know, you can file your lawsuit and get in front of or at least file your jury demand for $260, right? And it doesn't take that long to draft up a complaint. But the problem with litigation is it takes, you know, a few hours to draft up a complaint and file it, but it takes a few years to resolve it, right? So with mediation, you can actually go into mediation before you file a lawsuit. We've done that many times. We've done it at the beginning of a lawsuit. We've done it at the end, you know, but it typically, in my experience, if you're going to try to do some type of, you know, process like mediation, and we'll talk about a little bit about the specifics of what it is. If you're going to try that, it's usually better to try it up front, right? Before the lines get drawn in the sand, before feelings are more hurt, before, you know, you've invested a lot more time in, you know, depositions, or you're being grilled under oath and the other side is asking you these questions and they're filing all these motions and you're doing all these things and your attorney's, you know, back and forth with you, trying to get you in the office, sign things and so on and so forth. Before we do all that, you know, if we can get into mediation either before we file a lawsuit, or maybe someone's filed it against you and we can talk to them about getting into mediation, or they're about to file a lawsuit and we can talk about it, you know, early or right after they file and say, look, do you want to consider mediation? It has a better chance, in my opinion, of what I've seen, as actually resolving a case, because once you do it at the end, you know, it becomes much harder. You've spent a bunch of money. You spent a bunch of time.
So as far as mediation, so that has to be obviously the meeting of the minds. A compromise has to come, you know, both people have to compromise on something, on to end this dispute. But if you're already upset with the other side, what's the incentive to mediate? What if you just want to go to court and take them for all they have? Do you really want to mediate and compromise?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. You can try to do that, right? I mean, but at the same time, the reality is that that process of going through litigation is not going to be very, it's not going to be very nice, right? It's not going to be it's not efficient, for one, and it's not going to be very It's going to be a difficult role, right? I mean, and that's something that you trade off, right? I mean, if you're not willing to talk about it, but many times the courts will actually order it anyway, right? Now, nowadays, courts are ordering parties to go to mediation. Just this morning, I was in court virtually, and the court said, "Hey, look, I ordered mediation. Have you guys gone to mediation?" And you know, we both kind of sheepishly hung our heads and said, "No, Your Honor, we haven't."
Why didn't you guys do it?
Because we were, I think it was, we were both
stubborn.
Yeah, stubborn, and we had talked about the case, and we thought that maybe we could just forego the process and just go straight to trial, right? I mean, we were trying not to disrespect or not honor the court's order by any means. I think it's just something that, you know, we started out talking about selecting a mediator, then got wrapped up with depositions and, you know, litigating it, and then never got back to mediation. The court's like, nope. You're going to go to mediation before we do anything else in this case. And so now we're working on getting to a mediator. But, you know, mediation is a process. And I do want to spend a few minutes talking about what the mediation process looks like, right? Because I say mediation, but what does that really mean, right? So mediation, basically, you know, the two sides, the two opposing sides, you know, typically they're going to be represented by an attorney. Sometimes they're not. But they're going to choose a third party neutral mediator, someone to kind of referee the case in a way, and maybe help come up with some creative solutions to try to resolve a case, right? Like if you go to litigation, you're only getting two things. One, a judge is either going to tell you to do or not do something, or a judge or a jury is going to either award you money or not award you money. That's your only real options.
Right.
With mediation, you're selecting a neutral party to look at your case to help you try to see the strong points and the weak points of your case. And sometimes that's helpful to see it from a third party. Sometimes when I serve as a mediator, the last time I served as a mediator, I was able to say, look, you know, your claims aren't likely to survive, or certain claims that you're making here, they're not going to survive more than likely. I don't know for sure what a judge would do, but I've seen this, you know, 100 times, just like the judge probably has in some ways. These particular claims aren't going to wait, so you're going to lose $10,000 to $20,000 on these claims. So let's just walk away from that, you know, that part of your case, and let's focus on the bigger issue, the cases, the parts that you have that are strongest, right?
So a mediator can help pinpoint the strongest parts of the argument and really show both sides what to focus on and what's worth fighting over.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, a mediator isn't constrained by just saying, all right, I think you should settle for X amount of dollars. A mediator can come up with any creative solution that the parties can help create, or the mediator can maybe think of, you know, some creative solutions as well. But the mediator's job is really to help the parties find the answer and resolve the case themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the process. So when you're in mediation, the important part is that you can help create the resolution that you can live with. You're not going to be happy, right? I mean, that's okay. We're trying to get to a point that everyone can live with, because in a good mediation, almost no one walks away happy. They walk away with something that they can live with and they can be satisfied with. But the goal is, it's called settlement for a reason. It's not called happiness. It's not called, I get everything that I've asked for. And then it's called a settlement. In most cases, they're going to resolve short of trial anyway. So the likelihood that you're actually going to file a lawsuit and go to trial is very low. It's somewhere probably in the neighborhood of less than 10%, maybe 8%.
Wow, I didn't know it was that low.
It's very low, because you're either going to settle, you're going to negotiate, you're going to mediate, you're going to accept like a case evaluation, or you're going to, sometimes parties just run out of money and can't, you know, afford litigation anymore. Sometimes you know, people get in and they just dismiss, or maybe somebody files a motion and the case ultimately gets dismissed and you never get to a trial anyway, right? So, you know, sometimes in mediation, you're saying, look, you know, I you're certainly not going to get everything that you want, or you're not going to, you know, walk away, you know, without, if you're on the defensive side, maybe, you know, putting out a few dollars. But at the same time, you know, the risks of going to trial are very great, right? And
yeah.
you're trying to, you know, hedge some of the risks by going to mediation and creating a solution that you can live with. So the mediator will be there to help guide that process. And at the end of the day, you actually walk away with at least a mediator's agreement that both parties signed and is going to be effective and binding in court. So it's an agreement.
So what happens if you don't walk away with an agreement at the end of a mediation? Can you mediate again, or are you going to trial, or is it just done?
Yeah, it's not a one and done process. You know, I've gone into mediations before where we started on a Monday and we ended the day and we picked up the next day. Sometimes we take a few days off. We circle back with the mediator and say, look, we haven't, we need some more time. You know, sometimes it's better to let, you know, cooler heads prevail. And then sometimes that does. So it's not a one and done deal. You can always go back to mediation. You can always, you know, try again. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the courts necessarily won't order you to do that, but it might not necessarily be the worst thing to do.
Right.
So it is always an option. But, you know, the part about mediation is that it's confidential too, right? I mean, a big part of it, and I can't talk about mediation without saying, look, it's confidential. Things that you say in mediation can't be used against you, at least in Michigan. You know, you go through a mediation process, you know, now you can still try to get some of that information, you know, through the litigation process, through discovery. But what you say in mediation, if you offer, you know, to settle a case for $50,000, whatever it is, $10,000, $5,000, or, and to do something, and the other side rejects it, you can't say, look, jury, they offered me $50,000 3 months ago, and now they're saying this is worth nothing.
And that's fair. I feel like that's fair. You shouldn't be able to bring that up later.
You shouldn't, because you want to encourage parties to have an open dialogue. And again, people settle cases for good reasons and bad reasons, and sometimes just to be done with it, right? So you can't necessarily read into just because a party settled that they did something wrong. Sometimes they just settle because it's less, you know, it'll cost less than defending the case,
or it's just more effective.
Yeah, it's more efficient, it's more effective, and it has, you know, great benefits, particularly if it has to be the right case, right? Not every case is going to be a good case for mediation, but I would say probably 8 cases out of 10, you know, maybe even 9 cases are good quality cases for mediation, where the parties can maybe resolve, particularly in the business setting. A lot of times when we're doing business or real estate, sometimes general litigation cases have a good chance of selling at mediation. And then you can even do it via Zoom, right? You have parties all over the place. You know, you can do it via Zoom or some other electronic platform, or you can do it in person. Sometimes that helps too, to bring the parties together, make it inconvenient for people, and then make it a long process sometimes, but that long process is still not anywhere near the months or years that it might take to litigate a case.
Right. Okay. So,
a lot of benefits to mediation, but again, one of the many aspects of dispute resolution is something that I think more and more courts are looking at. A lot of courts are ordering parties to go to mediation, and something that is going to be a big part of the practice and a big part of dispute resolution going forward. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. If we're not the right firm for you, or you just, you know, want to have questions about it, we can always point you in the right direction. Happy to have those conversations as we go along. And we appreciate everyone for listening in. Thank you very much. This ends our discussion about the mediation process. And thank you again for listening in, and we appreciate you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To learn more, visit HamiltonLawPLC.com.